Update of the avalanche report for Tuesday, the 1st of April 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 1900 meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 1900 meter, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Wind slabs can in some places be released by a single winter sport participant. Caution is to be exercised in particular adjacent to ridgelines above approximately 1,900 meters. Avalanches can in some cases reach medium size. Restraint should be exercised because avalanches can sweep people along and give rise to falls. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released in isolated cases by individual winter sport participants. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on steep, little-used shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. In isolated cases, avalanches can also release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach medium size. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a storm force wind from northerly directions, mostly small wind slabs formed in the last few days, especially adjacent to ridgelines. As a consequence of the strong wind, the wind slabs will increase in size moderately as the day progresses. The fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack, especially on little-used west, north and east-facing slopes. This applies on shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. The snowpack will be subject to considerable local variations at intermediate altitudes. Below the tree line, a little snow is lying. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Wednesday, the 2nd of April 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.